Zimbabwe.
Listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the suspension of duty on imports like cooking oil, maize meal, toothpaste, bath soap, rice, and others. The Zimbabwean government says this move is designed to ensure that people with access to free money can purchase these commodities in different nations.
Announcing the loosening of import regulations on basic commodities, Finance Secretary George Gwamatanga said this is in line with the recent announcement by Finance Minister that Zimbabweans are expected to have access to basic commodities amid the free fall of the Zimbabwe dollar.
The other goods that can be imported duty-free are flour, margarine, salt, sugar, milk powder, infant's milk formula, tea, petroleum jelly, laundry bar, and washing powder.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has already put in the necessary legal instruments for the implementation of the new import scheme. Some Zimbabweans have welcomed the move, while others say it will only benefit those with foreign currency. The majority of Zimbabweans are living below the bread line. Prices of basic commodities have gone up in Zimbabwe, as the local currency is now trading at more than $400 for the United States dollar in the black market.
Ngihambe masabezulu linda lapel kona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje sikhuluma khona ukwethula nguhulumende ukuthi abantu sebeselelisa ukuthi bethenge impahla ejeneyo emazweni. So ke uyakulenisa ukuthi uthenge impahla le emazweni ungabhadali lokuthiwa i-customs duty. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngempahla enjengempuphu, i-cooking oil, toothpaste, bath soap, rice, lokunye. So uhulumende usanda kubika ukuthi nxa umthele imali lokhu akubiza isithi free money, uyenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni atshiyeneyo. Ye, ukuthe kubikwa lokhu-ke unobhala omkhulu kumbe ngithi umabhalani we-Minister of Finance uGeorge Gwamatanga uthe lokhu-ke bakwenza kwenzisa abantu beZimbabwe babe nokudla ezindlini. Ezinye njalo impahla elakho ukuthi uzithenge iflower, imajarini, isawudo, ijukela, i-milk powder, i-infant milk formula, itiye, i-petroleum jelly, i-laundry bar soap, i-washing powder. Sikhuluma-ke iZimbabwe Revenue Authority kumbe iZimra zikhaleke ukuthi ilungise umthetho okumele utube khona. Ngathi vele siwulungisile. Njalo-ke kukhanya ngazani-ke kulabantu beZimbabwe bathi hayi uhulumende wenze kahle, kube labanye abathi uhulumende lapha ujaya eceleni. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani njengoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bengasebenzi. Sikhuluma khona manje intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo yakhuphuka okwamagama. Khuphula ukuthi-ke idola liyawa. Kanti sinxa ule dola elilodwa elakwele Melika kumele ube le 400 kumbe 400 and something khona phezulu yamaZimbabwe dola. So kukhanya-ke kunzima ku-black market nxa usuthenga idola lelo. Kunjalo-ke jonga khonokhu-ke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje.
Wongwadiwa wateriri nevatariri nasi uri musi wechitatu 18 Chivabvu kana kuti 18 May 2022 muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvemutemo wakaziviswa nehurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezvemari wekuti aiwa tambo simudza kana kubvisa mutemo unorambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakaita secooking oil, hupfu, mushonga wekugezesa mazino, toothpaste, sipo yekugezesa mupunga nezvimwe zvinofanira zvichibhadharwa duty pakupinda nazvo pamiganhu. Hanzi mutemo uyu wambosuspendwa kana kusendekwa parutivi kwemwedzi mitanhatu kana kuti 6 months kuitira kurerutsa ndima kuitira vana veZimbabwe vanga vachikwanisa kuwana zvavanoda zuva nezuva, atingati mabasic commodity. Mutemo uyu vanhu vari kuutambira zvakasiyana-siyana, vakawanda vari kuufarira, asi unenge uchitarisirwa kuti unge uchibatsira munhu anenge aine mari vanenge vaine mari dzavo dzekunze. Vakawanda vasina mari dzekunze vanototya kuti zvichange zvakudhura zvakanyanya munyika, nokuti vanenge vatenga zviri kushaika munyika izvozvo vakazvitenga kunze kwenyika vachipinda nazvo munyika. Zvinoreva kuti vanenge vakuzozvitengesa nemutengo uri pamusoro kuitira kuti vanga vachiwana mari dzavo. Pamusoro pezvo kune vari kutyawo zvakare kuti mutemo iwoyu unogona kukanganisa makambani emunyika anogadzirawo zvigadzirwa izvozvo, anga achigadzira zvigadzirwa izvo, nokuti tinoona kuti mazuva apera hurumende yaidada kana kuzvirova dundundu ichitaura kuti iri kufadzwa nokuti muzvitoro maamane zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika zvinodarika 75% kana kuti kusvika pazvikamu 95% zvinenge zvakutengeswa muzvitoro. Asi takuona zvakare vakuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa zvinobvumidzwa kupinda munyika, zvichireva kuti makambani anga achigadzira zvinhu zvaanogadzira upfu, mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanogona kunge vakurasikirwa nebhizinesi kana nemari, sezvo vanhu vanenge vakumhanyira zviri kubva kunze kwenyika. Dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakachipa zvichitengeswa zvichienzaniswa nezviri kutengeswa munyika. Ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi. Gibbs, thank you so much.
Yes, let's start with what Zimbabweans are saying in the diaspora. I've got a lady, Ketiwe Bebe, who lives in Botswana, who says many Zimbabweans back home won't benefit from what the government is saying. So let's get on the show and hear exactly what she's saying about some of the states.
Into one corner, who let advantage in Yana, but who let disadvantage on a higher level. The advantage in Yana, I am putting in Akuluma, you call no Kukuti. Kui advantage yomuntu ofele ese diaspora like mina, if I'm to buy here lapha, although izinto sezidura lazo, but kungcono kuba la ma promotions here and there, and I can target to those promotions. Kui advantage ngaleyo nje ukuthi lami nxa sengihamba ekhaya sengingahamba ngithwele. But kui disadvantage kubo business person abase Zimbabwe, labantu ordinary people abase Zimbabwe, in the sense yokuthi kuzoba lelokhu zenu le high demand ye foreign currency yonevading yekho, ngoba umuntu osekhaya kathesi imagine ngomuntu ose rural uzoqalisa ukuthi adinge ipula, which is very difficult, and kuzobulala i local currency ngamandla. Not only that, kuzobulala futhi local industry ngamandla, ngoba uzathola ukuthi nxa wonke umuntu esekwanisa ukuthi athenge okungapha ngale, kubulala imisebenzi, kubulala iprojection, kuba le less demand for those things ezekhaya. And also kuyabenefita the few abavele belezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuthi bephume baye emazweni, but imajority of Zimbabwean ordinary Zimbabwean citizens akubasizi ngalutho. Njalo the other thing, bona laba abalezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuventure into that ukuthi behambe ejaspe emazweni bethenga izinto, still umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthenga into, siyababona la ngiyakwanisa ukuthenga into mina e-100 pula, which is something like $10 maybe or $9, of which you know ngifika ekhaya I can sell that thing for $20. Akula muntu okwanisa ukuthi angikontrole, but still bona basekhaya ngiyabe mbabulele, akuba benefit kangako kuyinto kwangkhona. I believe ukuthi uhulumende kumele abuye ne-solution ezabenefit abantu, not the few that are able.
Yes, yakuzwa. Wena wakho ungumabhebhe nje, ubona ngazani kuya kunceda ngani?
Mina kwi-advantage only ekuthini, in the short term I can easily buy things and ngigijime mbahambisele ebulawayo, but in the long term akukhona vele i-solution. Yeah,
kumele i-solution ibe yikwi njengoba selivunyelwa phakuthi lithenge iflower, lithenge amajarini, lithenge i-toothpaste khona ngaphoi.
Bacacile njalo babaduka ukuthi it's just for 6 months. So mina I believe ukuthi whatever solution abangayilethe ebantwini kumele ibe beyond that 6 months. Bona they have ukunanzelela ukuthi ezinye izinqumo abaye bezithatha ziyalimaza abantu, and they have to come up with policies, bebona ukuthi umnotho bawenza njani ukuze i-solution abayilethe ebantwini i-accommodate abantu, not the few individuals. Njalo izinto zangkhona kuhlezi kungokwesikhathinyana, sekuyintrojuse lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana, sekuyintrojuse lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana, kukhanya ingani abala long-term solution for all.
Kodwa uhulumende uthi uyazama sibili maphepha, uthi uyazama kunye okumangalisayo, uyalizamela.
I-problem baba Dube, uhulumende ukutho kwakho ukuthi uyazama. Xa usukuhlanganisa le reality thina esiyibonayo, it really runs parallel. Urhulumente akumelanga asitele ukuthi uyazama, kumele sibone ukuthi hayi kodwa laphana uyazama. But as we are seeing izinto baya-anawunsa lapho ukuthi hayi umnotho uyasumuka, uyasukuma, but nxa ukhangela i-reality imali yabiwa every day, izinto zikhwela every day, impilo lokhu isiba worse than before, nomlomo bayazama but action wise akula kuzama.
Akum-advise uhulumende nxa kuthiwa wena ungazibamba sinto esidukwini kuthiwa nguwe usungumongameli wezimbabwe.
Nxa ngingaba ngumongameli okokuqala mina ngizathi I think abantu abaku-decision making vele in the first place kumele nxa umntu eyipolitician kumbe uku-cabinet minister kumbe wenzana nje kabathiyane lokuba ngo-business person ngoba okusalayo ipolicy loba imbi for the people as long as i-advantage business yakho babagcube wena useparliament uzokupasisa ukhangelele i-business is either you are a business person or uphethe isikhundla ngale elokhuzeleka ubusweni kwelizwe so khona lapho that is the first thing I will do. I-politician ayibe yi-politician nxa uku-decision making kuza kukhama phela ukuthi wenzeni uzagcina usibalisena lanxa ungayisilo ngoba ukhangelela ukuthi uprotect yakho i-business lanxa ulimaza uzulu. Number one. Number two, uhulumende kayekele ukusela i-corruption yesibulalayo, the resources are there, abantu bayatshontsha i-gold nxa liyasimagwa i-1 kg uzothwala itholakale e-airport mangaki angatholakalanga or futhi that 1 kg nxa ekhandiswa e-reserve bank kubhenefitha abantu abaningi. Izimali okuthiwa ziyadisappear ziningi kakhulu, izimali ezingekho unaccounted for ziningi kakhulu. Uhulumende akayekele ukusela, uhulumende akathembeki. I think khonokho nje singaqalisela khonapho. Okunye futhi bona bathi they are being incapacitated by ama-sanctions, abakwanisi ukutrade kuhle on an international level, kabakwanisi ngoba vele akula mntu ongaphila enguye yedwa, sonke siyabadinga omakhelwane labangani kwezomnotho anje. So labo abazame uku-approach abantu ababafakela ama-sanctions bezame ukuthi somewhere somehow they meet the mentioned conditions ukwenzela ukuthi labo bencediseke. But ngenxa yokuthi lawo ma-sanctions athinta ordinary people bona they don't care. Khathesi umntakamgaba useSingapore, so kuyini okungabenza ukuthi betshintshe? Bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa begula baya ngaphi, nxa beswele ukudla baya ngaphi. So I think ngenxa yokuthi ngukhulumente into ongelasihlelo abalani lokuthi ama-sanctions akhutshwe, but ngabe bale bayafisa mpela ukuthi izinto kube le turn around. I believe ukuthi that ZANU PF government kuningi engakwenza.
Mazvinzwira kubva kune mumwe wevadare vachiinzwa. Ndandichitaura kuti vanhu vateereri vazvinzwira kubva kune mudare watiinaye ari kuBotswana vataura zvimwe chete nezvandambotaura pandandichipira chirongwa ichi kuti hongu zvinhu zvakanaka kune vanenge vaine mari dzavo, asi vasina mari vanenge vachimirira kuti vanga vachitenga zvinenge zvapinzwa kubva kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizotengeserwa nemutengo uri pamusoro. Ndo zvimwe chete zvikutaurwa naamaya kuti hongu zvinogona kubatsira, asi zvichaita kuti mitengo yezvinhu zvinenge zvichipinzwa munyika izvo zvinge zvichitengeswa nemari iri pamusoro. Zvimwe chetewo nekutyirwa kuti zvinogona kukanganisa kana kuuraya makambani emunyika. Gibbs.
Yes, what Keto people are saying is that only people in the diaspora will benefit and the majority of people in Zimbabwe won't benefit at all. She said, foreign currency is an issue here. How many people in the villages do have foreign currency? So she says even local industries may collapse because if there is this importation of so many goods from other countries, this is going to have a negative effect on the production levels in Zimbabwe. She says at the same time, this will fuel the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar. And so she says a government should actually come out with long-term solutions and not these piecemeal measures. And she also says the reality is that the Zimbabwe bond is useless now. So the government should come out clean on this because she's saying, you know what, people are being fooled. People are being told lies all the time. And coming out with such kind of programs is not productive at all. So there is a lot that Ketwe said. At the same time, she said politicians must stick to politics and forget about business, you know. And lastly, she talked about corruption. She says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So, Tonga, we are joined by several guests right now. We've got Dr. Simama Vaza of ZANU PF, is based in London. Quiet, Tonga.
Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start by throwing my question in English for the benefit of all our listeners, both languages. What's your take on this measure by the government, or these measures by the government to lift the import duty and allow Zimbabweans to bring in commodities?
This is a very good measure. If we were listening from what the ministry said, the finance ministry lifted with immediate effect the duty on basic commodities, and this is a measure which is only done for 6 months, mm-hmm. and they've said it clearly. This is for 6 months, and there are reasons for that. Number one, things have just gone skyrocketing. Things have gone so high in prices. Food had gone up 100-200% increment in basic food, so that whether you have foreign currency or you don't, every Zimbabwean was suffering from the way these people back home were capitalizing on them being the only ones with the monopoly of producing the basic products. So by lifting the ban and allowing everybody to go and buy wherever you can buy it and bring it home, sell it or eat it, what happens in this scenario, we flood the market with food. When the market is flooded with food, it becomes cheaper. So when the supply is in surplus, it becomes cheaper. So it's not correct to say only guys in diaspora will benefit. No, people in diaspora, they eat in diaspora. People at home, they eat at home. So there is no benefit on one side here. What simply happens is everybody, whether you have got the foreign currency or you don't, at the end of a month or so, there will be surplus of food on the market. And when that happens, it pushes the prices down. And that's the only way to get the prices down. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot put a price control in this situation when it has failed before.
But Dr. Mavaza, before we go to other guests, the government is trying frantically to make sure that manufacturing gets on its on feet in Zimbabwe. By bringing these commodities, as you are saying, that they will flood the market, is it not killing the manufacturing sector?
No, no, it is not. This is a temporary measure. It will be for 6 months, number one. Number two, the manufacturing structures of home, it's not only the basic commodities. There are a lot of things we are manufacturing. Those are not affected. We are talking about what brings food on the table. We are talking about the issue of the stomach. For people not to starve, let us allow food to come home as much as we can, and those people can buy, and they have a choice of buying foreign made food or they want to buy locally made food. Either way, it's up to the people to choose what they want from the market. So it does not affect the producers at all. They continue producing, and now they know that they cannot continue raising up their prices at will. They will have to be controlled by the prices of the commodities coming in now. So at the end of the day, every other person benefits from this scenario.
Thank you very much. And now we're joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Bernard Pereze Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. Let's start with you, Baba Ndlovu. So here, I think you can hear what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying. So what's your take on, you know, this move by the government?
Thanks, Dube. Look, it takes me back to the village. My opinion is that it's a survival strategy. It's going to open the whole space to a lot of things. Of course, the difficulty on the part of the local manufacturer. So it's not correct, in my opinion, for Dr. Mavaza to say that it's not going to affect the local manufacturer. It's like, you know, in the village, when we grew up, and you would get told by your parents that you cannot eat, you know, food from certain neighbors. What we see now, Dr. Mavaza, is a situation whereby your father says to you, look, now you can eat because we need to survive. But what does it expose the kids to? If there is fear that there is witchcraft in some homesteads, it means that the parent is now saying, look, go ahead and eat because we need to survive. So I think my emphasis is the fact that there are dangers that come with that. But understandably, we have become a parallel state. We are in danger of collapsing as a nation. So it's understandable that a government would then come in with such stranded measures that show that we have come to 100%, you know, point of survival, where people's, welfare, where businesses' welfare, those who are contributing to the economy are put at risk. It is indeed not correct to think that the local manufacturer is not affected.
Yes, in the middle of the world, we are going to be able to do it.
Asitindina lapha njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kuvana no lesasike kwekhaya village owawuthika khona ukuthi ungadle emzini baloya umthetho ofakiweyo lo ukuthi uprotector ukhona ukuprotector lo mthetho kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi manje ekhaya so ikadi selilaleziko akula mlilo ngoba kusaphekwa ubaba bese sithela hayi bantu bami selingadla ngale emzini engafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lapha sesisenkinga yena kodwa inkinga ikhona sobala and kungenzeka ukuthi bafa abantwana ngoba ifuku liqiniso ukuthi kuyaloywa ulowo muzi lokuthi okungadliwa khona ngezinye indlela lapha abasebenza besenza izinto zabo ku-manufacturing yekhaya bazolahlekelwa ngoba abasemaphandleni bazothumeza ukudla mpela kugcwale ekhaya ngapha sikuthola ngentengo engani iyehlile. So labazobethengisa bona ngamakhosi abo awakhona ngale khama manufacturers bazodina nje sibe sime ezitaradeni bethengisa izinto abantu sebelapho ukudla ezintini okuvela emazweni.
Ye, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke Ndlovu ungayikatshana silo ubaba-ke uSipho Ngulube kwahead jonga nangusipho.
Yebo baba, uthini baba Ngulube?
Sanibonani bakithi. Sile crisis ekhaya. Singananzeleli insuku zona ezezimbili ezintathu. Kula ama-announcement amabili amathathu, key announcement enziwe nguhulumende. Sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kokungena kwempahla lokho kuvulwe nguhulumende. Kodwa kulokunye akwenzileyo okwemali ukuthi amabhenki asengeboleka imali abe kuvale kuliviki ephelileyo. Okwenze impahla zacatha ngoba ama-business besewakhontrolta imali bangayitholi emabhenki. Okwenze impahla zacatha abantu bakhiphe impahla emashelfini. So kulokuthi alungise into ezifana nalezo yena uya-announce ukuthi sekuvuliwe abantu ababuyele baye kweboleka amabhenki njalo naliyokudla siyakwazi vele ukuthi ukudla akukho eZimbabwe siyakwazi isimo seZimbabwe i-economy yeZimbabwe yonke ifile ngeza uba kuNdlovu ukuthi sizangena ku-crisis siku-crisis vele ayikwedlula nale so uhulumende wethu lapha ahlupha khona ukuthi afuna ukuvuma ukuthi siku-crisis angaze avule kathesi athi uvula 6 months xa sikhuluma nge-6 months kuyabe babe sebevuneni nabantu phela ukudla kubiswa yisivuno esihle esisibonayo ku-chronic kumidiya yohulumende kuthiwa kule sivuno esihle xa kule sivuno esihle yini osokusenza si-impote umuntu yidaka uhulumende engakhontroli ama-prizes kuphela kumakethe kugrawundi abantu bathenge sithenge size sithenge nesawuto hhayi siku-crisis ebuhlungu uhulumende nje kavuma ukuthi usehlulekile njalo uhulumende wethu kadinge abantu abaku-field abaku-mandustry bamu-advise hhayi ukuthi adictecte from e-state house kube lama-advisors abantu abakuvele beku-field abaku-ground abazukusebenza ku-grain marketing abaku-marketing zonke indawo abasebenza kizo bamtshela uhulumende ukuthi okuhluphayo yilokhu hhayi ukuthi enze nje ama-announcement without ama-advisors kumbe akhona ama-advisors asazi ukuthi nganjani.
Siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke ubaba uSipho Ngulube uthi what he's saying is that the government is most probably panicking because of his first announcement that banks should not lend money to people like Jonga and companies, you know. So at the end of the day, he says what the government did was wrong, but they've since reversed that. But he says the damage has been done because people withdraw their goods from the shelves. Mm-hmm. So now we are joined by Mr. Umfundisi Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program.
Regaindi ku kwase mose, ndiyani bingelela, ndi matekwana, enda avodi. I want to say some of things I want to agree with Ms. Mavaza. If you see the situation in our country, Zimbabwe, you need a lot of help. All the people, he tried to make everything better. That's why they try to say, let's see people living outside of the country. You buy the stuff to bring back home without duty. Don't ask for the zimwe zvinhu zvinogona kubatsira nokuti zviriwaridza kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba vari kutraya kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iende mberi nyika yekwedu yafane hosipaipi inenge ichivhurirwa mvura asi nemaburi mazhinji kuti mvura painozosvika inosvika yapera saka zvimwe zvimwe zvandinoona sokuti neimwe nzira zvinogona kubatsira sekutaura kwavo nokuti kutsvaga zano kutsvaga zano kanzi kuvhima kutsvaga utani muhari saka regai tione zvakamboitika zvakafanana izvozvo kare kare zvikapesera zve vanhu vari kumusha ukoko vachichema futi kuti tiri kubhadhara matikisi akawanda nenyekudikunze ava bhadhari zvikabva zvabhanwa saka taakuona zvaakuitwa zvinotiratidza kuti zveshuwa chimiro cheupenyu hwenyika yeZimbabwe hachina kumira zvakanaka zvinongoda kuti dai mwari akatibatsira I think zvinhu zvinogona kubatsira futi mukufamba kwemazuva.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Moyo. But looking on the other side, kana tichitarisa rimwe divi, Mfundisi Moyo. Imi muri kunze kwenyika, muri kuSouth Africa. Tinoona kuti mazuva apera, vanhu vari kunze kwenyika, zvikuru muSouth Africa, maamuchita dambudziko rekuti mutumire zvinhu kumushana namalaicha zvichitorwa pamabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvi zvakurerukirai zvakadii?
Vafara zvikuru, tafara nazvo. Zvinhu zvatifadza zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaitambudzika zvishuwa vanhu vachipedzera vachismagila zvinhu zvichibude saka zvinhu zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka asizve pamashure apo taatichiona zvava zvichibatsira futi kunyika kuZimbabwe kuti zvakachitengeka zvakanaka nenzira yakanaka but rine yekukwira kwakazoita mitengo vari kunzewo kunyikawo vakuwanawo mabhenefiti vakubatsirika vachipaona malaicha kuti vaendese kumusha but still zvinhu zvacho chiri nekuSouth Africa kuno zvai zvakutodhura more zvakudhura mo and more like mafuta akutiitawo ma200 aitoti kuZimbabwe kutori nane tichiona mapurize angati ataiona kuZimbabwe taakutarisa pari zvino asi I hope kuti vari kunokuesa namalaicha vari kuita mhururu vari kupembera nechiitiko ichi chakaisa government.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Mfundisi Gibbs.
Yes, avakurike Mfundisi wambe kunamboke ungaika chana just bring in Dr. Mavaza before we go to the other two cases. Dr. Mavaza, I think we are hearing what many people are saying here. You heard the lady from in Botswana saying, you know, basically, this is only for the elite, nothing else. I think it was also said by Pekeleso Penalty in Globo and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. So they are saying at the end of the day, this won't benefit a lot of people. There's no one who has foreign currency every day in the villages there, according to them. What's your take on that?
The problem they don't understand is that when the products come to Zimbabwe, they will not be sold in foreign currency. They will be sold in local currency at the rate where it's going on that particular day. Which means, and what they are saying is, when these products are now in Zimbabwe, and there are a lot of them coming, the prices will be forced to go down. So it is not, it's a proper misunderstanding of what will happen, which our sister Bebe and my brother Ngulube, they are swimming in serious confusion. The issue of the nature of the matter here is, yes, we agree, there is a crisis. That's why the government has to come with these measures. Measures are brought up to cover crisis. So we are not saying there's no crisis. There is a crisis. So that is admitted. Secondly, this crisis has not been caused by the government. It has been caused by those entrepreneurs who are actually withholding the products in order to raise prices. They are not feeding the shops with the products. They are not producing much. They are holding things into their shops, into their companies, so that the prices can go up. And that is a pure sabotage. And this is an economic sabotage being done by these industrialists and some other companies. But I need us to understand one point. This suspension on duty is only on the things which deals with the issue of the stomach and the mouth, food on the table. It's not talking about the cars. It's not talking about other products. Other companies, other products which can make the economy run, they are not affected. They have to go the same way it has been. The new laws are being organized now so that when we start by next starting of Monday or Tuesday, it will be in full force. You can bring your food, you can buy food for your family. It cannot be impounded. If it's more than a certain amount, you pay duty as per the rules of the Ministry of Finance. So in other words, in short, here are Gibbs, people don't want anything good. If the government does anything good, you will find the people who come up and say, oh, the government is doing it because it has failed. The fact that there's a measure which has been put in place, it means we have not failed as a government. We have come up with a measure. And that measure, we are saying, it has tested and proved measure in so many areas. The moment you flood the market with products, the product becomes cheaper. And what we need at the end of the day is to make sure the products are cheaper for our people. So this is the best thing which has happened to the country, and people must celebrate and thank the government for this. And furthermore, in conclusion, Gibbs, I don't understand why my sister Bebe and my brother Gulube would think that this will benefit guys in diaspora. Guys in diaspora, when they buy food for their parents back home, it benefits the parents back home, not the guys in diaspora. And when the parents get the food, a lot of it from their children abroad, they end up selling at a cheaper price to their neighbors who do not have children abroad. But that's not the only way of market. That's not the only market outlet. There are shops. The shops will be flooded with food. And we are saying, wherever the food comes from, let me respond to my other brother, I forgot his name, who says, he gave an example of witchcrafts, and says, we are simply saying to the guys, eat, because you are hungry. Even if,
that's Pastor Bernard Pegelizenjov, yes.
Yes. So Pastor Love, in response to him, the food which is being allowed to come home, the products are the ones which have passed the test of good standard in their countries. They are not bringing food which is unconsumable.
I think what you are saying is, you know, he was not literally saying that food has got poison. But you are saying it's like the government forcing people to take poison. You know, like that way, you know? Not that he said the food is good. No.
That's why my argument is there is no forcing of taking poison when we are asking you to eat. We are simply saying if you cannot afford the locally made food and if it's not present in the shop, buy the foreign.
Hold on, Dr. Mavaza. Let's not go too far. Mr. Pegelizwe, Bernard Love. Here you are. Can I tell him exactly what you're saying and then react to what he's saying right now? Mr. Love. So I think Mr. Love has been cut off a bit there. No, I think his network was giving us a bit of showers there. So let's bring in Ubabu Ungulube, since you also said something about Mr. Ungulube. So Ubabu
Umavaza. Uthi yena sile crisis. Siyavumela ukuthi sile crisis. Kodwa angavumiyo iqiniso ukuthi it's a government. It's not a man-made. I'm sure ukuthi it's a man-made. It's a government-made crisis esiyiyo. It's a government-made crisis. And nxa sithi thina lapha siza flooda i-market ngokudla. Abantu baza flooda i-market ngokudla. Phela nxa uthenga ukudla lapha Dube, ukuthengile, uyakuphathisa, ukuphathisa, you spend. So you can't buy here, uphathise, ubhadale umalayitha, and then you go and sell food ekhaya at a cheaper price. You have to, nxa kuthiwa ukubusiness, you have to put i-profit yakho. So nxa uthenge from eJohannesburg, usiyafika ekhaya, obviously uzakuthengisa a higher price. Njalo ukuthi athi abantu bayabenefita, yes. Uma njengoba sishuma bebhechilo abantu abasebenza lapha mina vele ngithenga la le South ngithenga la of course kuza benefit mina okwamanje but umuntu osebenzayo uteacher osebenza ekhaya isotsha elisebenza ekhaya kufanele indukudla kimi futhi ibhaliselwe yimi ukudla kumele isizwe 70 afford ukudla can they afford they can't afford even sesibise i rate of the day namhlanje asikwazi ngenxa yithi 300 something 300 something is almost a third of his salary ka teacher. Uthenga nje cooking oil ye 100 something rands. Cooking oil. So mina nxa ithenga lapha 100 something rands ngaphinda ngafaka i-R20 yokuyiphathisa. Isi 150 2 liters. That makes common sense. Angazi kumbe kubuzwa njani ubaba.
Yeah, so
okay, what I'm saying to me, if this man is saying we are buying food from foreign countries, if we have to buy food, we have to send it home. We have to pay cost of sending it home. So you can't buy food here and go and give it away at a cheaper price at home. You have to put your buying price, your price of delivering, plus your leaky profit. So that price will go up. And for him to say everyone is going to benefit, it's not everyone who are going to benefit. We are working in South Africa, we are buying food in South Africa already. We are going to benefit for those 6 months. But an ordinary Zimbabwean who's working, a soldier working in Zimbabwe, a teacher, all the seven, if they're going to buy that bottle of cooking oil at 150, let's say the price of the rate on the street is 300. He's going to buy it at 300 Zim dollars, which is about 3/3 of his salary already for buying just 2 liters of cooking oil. What about his transport going to work? The other cost of his life throughout the month. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, Chonga, ngena kona poke mfowethu.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Sure, ndanzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa na vangu Luve ne mashoko ataurwa ne vamwe vatauri. They are all saying the same thing, that yes, this may be good for short term, but in the long run, it is going to affect a lot of people, because one, those who bring in goods from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, wherever, outside the country, for resale, they will put a large markup for them to make profit, because they pay Amalija, and also they need to make profit out of that. And at the same time, the local industries, they are going to be affected, because if I can just walk out of my house and buy toothpaste on the street, why go to the supermarket? That's another thing. Let's hear from Mufundisi Moyo.
Yeah, that is true, but sometimes it's not good at all. Because if you remember, the people in Zimbabwe, the way he's struggling to get money to buy, even in South, like other people say, it's very difficult, especially the people in rural area, you are suffering, suffer. Saka zvinhu zvakangokoshwa kuti dzimwe nguva tichitarisa vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda vanobatsirawo vari kumusha vari kumaruzevha uko kuti vanhu vakawanda vekumaruzevha vanotorarama nekuda kwevanhu South Africa. If you remember, many people living outside of the country, he send money with Mukoro and other other stuff there. So saka zvinhu zvakafana izvizvi zviri kuzama kuitwa negovernment. Iyo pachayo iro vari kutoona kuti zvichiwa apa takundikana saka zvinani kuti vanhu vose vangozama, nekuti mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvinoratidza vachina kuti mari hamuna, vari kuzama nenzira dzose. Kana muchiona vanhu vachikwidza mitengo, siri vanhu vakawanda vachema nechiti kuti kafana nechichi kuti sei vadero. Ingori nhau yandakaona yekufikisa inye yekufikisa vakakwidza mitengo kuti katikadai. Zvoita sekutiwo nesuwo vari kunze kwenyika tobva tafara nazvo, but still zvinhu zvinorwadza futi. Kana uchienda kuZimbabwe, mapurisa vakafana namalaita, each and every road block you pay money so and so until up to border there. Mozi mapurisa ari muSA anonga achidawo mari zhinji kumatogeti papi napapi. Kana uchinge wasvika futi kuna zima TIP anonga achidhura kuti mota ideclareiwe. Code of a lot of money. So zvakafana izvozvo, sometimes it's gonna help, but sometimes it won't help. So I think the people of Zimbabwe, it's time to unite and ask God to help us, because now look, 42 years people of Zimbabwe are suffering. You try to do the best. Even if some people you say people of Zimbabwe, hey, tinona mata zvakanyanya, say wayi mwari wenya asingakunzwi. Saka zvinhu zviri kutitambudza, sandinoda kutaura nechekuti yava nguva yekuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyika yedu iri kuzama nepainogona napo, vari kuzama kuzama kwavo kwaratidza kuti oda Mwari, nekuti Jehovha Mwari ndiyemubatsiri pazvose. Kana pasina izvozvo, nekuti zvakufana nomukadzi uya kuna madzimambo tu wakachema kuna mambo kuti paita nzara vabika mwana womwe mukadzi vakazoti umwe, asi mambo haana kuvateerera. kudzama yesha zoprofile nengu ya kati ufoka tisole tekuza ni mari shuma shuma. Saka nyika yedi ya Zimbabwe inongoda kukuruwa mari. Nukuti zoziri kuzamiwa. Varu kuzama kita jose. Ninzira unogoda na kumanya hapo na hapo kata kukua kukwereta. But jose zozo azisi kubatsira.
Yes, ya kuzama kuli baba Richard Moyo. Kutu wambi kuna mpunga ya kachana. So okay, what is this uba wama kutrust? Mwe sile kuna napa chonga. Trust,
Itandu kuba nzima kakhulu
lenda. Yeah, njonga nchili kuti uzama kuti usikubone sibilungene ku frame ye camera yako. Chetela ngapha ku cheta futhi kuti sikubone mphela uyanyamalala. Uye ngakhona ngale. Yeah, khona apho kanye. So wena ubona wena uhulumende kalizameli yini? Kuno kwakwenzayo.
Hayi, ayikho into ayizamayo. Kuna lokho nje ulapho ngathi yasinendezela kakhulu impela nje ngoba manje ukuthi ugcineni lento eshiyo nje ungulube lapho ukuthi bawe uthintwana kungadli emzini kanje kuthi kusasa ukuthi uyajinja somtshela futhi ukuthi hayi singayenza into enje kwesibani bani yabona lo muntu siwamlahlekisa lo muntu nje ayikho indlela sokungabumbonisa ngayo into nje ngabumnceda ngayo siwa nje kuyikuncindezela kakhulu lo
yeye siyabonga kakhulu ke akumtshela uhulumende ukuthi kumele enzeni kuyo phambili
ya into uhulumende ufanele yenze ukuthi dasivumele njengoba nje siyana ngaphandle kwamazwi nje kungenxa yakhe uhulumende. So njonga kunjalo angivumele ukuthi ngoba sizama lokho esikuzamana ngaphandle sizenze kale ndlela asivumele ukuthi senze kale ndlela vele besiyenza ngayo ukuqaleni kungabi nemthetho otshintshayo ukuthi namhlanje kutshintshwa kwenziwa lokhu nalokho especially thina ama diasporas inkinga yoba lapho ukuthi yonke into enzakalayo isuke ihlukumeza thina ukuthi nje sivalele ngaphandle kuyona yonke into engabi yenzeka. So ngicabanga ukuthi akungabuyelwa kule simbishoshini ebekusetshenzwa ngayo ngesikhathi esidlule kudala hayi manje. Kube ukuthi nje siyazi ukuvumeleka sithenge le ndlela esiyithenga khona or siyathenga ngale ndlela siphathe umalayisha kungabi kuba kwayinkinga ukuthi ufike emabhoda lezo zinto ziba yinkinga zina sokuthathwa kwenziwani zina bona bayadla bayasutha kodwa labo abantu esikwazi ukubanikeza lezo zinto bagcina ukudla kungasafiki kubona kodwa bona labo bakhona bayasutha engakho bekwazi ubakhulumele phezulu kangako.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Trust Ncube siyabonga kakhulu ungathinda kusasa. So what Trust is saying Joker is that you know the situation is bad on the ground. If you look at the way they send goods to Zimbabwe, they use malaitas. And at the end of the day, they don't they benefit mostly because sometimes these goods vanish at border posts where they are impounded. So he's saying that you know, the government needs to be serious about some of these things. So maybe we can bring in
Now that gives, because of the measure has been lifted, it means the goods won't be impounded.
Yeah, so talk to Dr. Mavaza, Chonga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, manzukazo akashitaurwa nevamwe izvo vari kuchema kuti zvinogona kuti hongu tanzitipinze zvinhu munyika asi zvinongoramba zvichitorwa.
Chekutanga ndechekuti nekuti pane mvumo yekunzi zvinhu ngazvichipinda munyika, saka hakuna chichatorwa unobvunzwa kupinda nacho. And hauna kana proof yekuti wapinda nacho sei, nekuti hapana, you don't declare it, you don't pay duty. Unongopinda nazvo ndozvazvinoreva saka hakuna anenge achakutorerai. Dambudziko ratinaro tine vanhu vajaira kungobhadhara choko muhomwe kuti huori hupere haungopedzwa nemapurisa ega unopedzwa neni newe iwo ukaramba kubhadhara mupurisa anenge akumbira choko muhomwe unofanira kumhangarirawo kumapurisa makuru vanosungwa. Imwe dambudziko randaona apa baba Jonga ndezvekuti vakuru vangunube navamoyo havasi kunzwisisa dambudziko rimwe chete. Vari kutarisa munhu mumwe chete anenge auya nechikafu chake kubva kuSouth Africa oisa petu ozoita sechozodhura isi tuchasa vanhu vanenge vane mashopu avo vatora chikafu chakawanda chekutengesa mari yepeturu nemari yekufamba munzira yese iyaya inokavhiwa nemari yavachazotengesa saka mapurize avo haazokwira semunhu atora chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete ukatenga chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete chinogona kukudhurira kana vakuzoita into account macosts anenge ari asi ukatora chikafu chekutengesa watobva nacho chakawanda nekuti hausikurambidzwa saka unenge une maprofits akawanda chepiri ndingotsanangura in short kuti chii chakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika chekutanga nechirungu vajoka maadvantages of imported green food kana zvakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika ndechekutamba one the food is cheaper tisanyeberani Zimbabwe iri kushandisa US dollar. US dollar rimwe chete rine simba rakawanda kupfuura rand. Saka ukatenga chikafu 100 rand kuZimbabwe, chinenge chachiita kana kuti 10 rand less price kuZimbabwe, inenge yakakana 10 cents chaiyo because inenge iri measured at US dollar. Chepiri, chikafu chichiri cheaper kuimportwa kune nyika yachinogadzirwa kuti chiya kunyika yachikagadzirwa. In other words, it's cheaper to import the food from its production country to a country which does not produce it. And again, chikafu chizhinji chinouya kunze kwenyika, it's better quality. Hatisi kuti better quality, but there is a better quality of food because inoenda through test, inoenda through quality assessment, and it's good for the environment. We can talk about it for a long time, and there is more variety of food. Inenge yakuunzwa nekubvumidzwa kuti chikafu chipinde munyika. We have the food importing, you know, create economic opportunities. Takwanira mabasa vana malaicha, madriver emakombi, vanobatsira kutakura vama boda. That create employment only more than the important job. There is a lot of employment creation. Because there are so many benefits of importing chikafu kubvakune dzimwe nyika. Uyezve dambudziko ratinaro baba.
So it seems Dr. Mavaza.
Yes.
Sibongolove is shocked about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let him come in right now.
Before it goes away,
10 seconds there. Yeah?
Yes, Bangulube, earlier on you were talking about blaming the government for these problems. Government yato unza a measure. It means it has resolved a problem. The problem of food shortages in Zimbabwe has been caused by the companies who are refusing to supply their food because they want to raise the prices. This has nothing to do with the government. So I think you're thinking of the government kuti ndo yakangoipa izvika dai mashanduka kubva ipapo maona kuti aiwa iyi haisi nyaya yehurumende. Don't politicize everything. Inyaya yesabotage, economic sabotage being caused by those industrialists.
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. Mr. Angulumi.
But Dr. Mabaza is the one who are politicizing this thing. This thing is not supposed to be politicized. That's why I said we need government to get advisors, professional people. The people on the ground, the people who are working on the grain marketing, professionals, we have got people who are educated in Zimbabwe, but they are running away. They are not allowed to work in their country. So if he's telling us now importing food will create jobs, that's a joke, that's a joke of the year. If he's telling us we have to import mealy salt, we're importing better mealy. But at the same time, the same government is advising people to go to the land and farm. So where is that maize we are farming, where we are harvesting, going to? We have to take that maize and feed the cake if there is any of that maize. Because we are going to eat the quality maize from neighboring countries. Ovela emazweni ukudla okuvela emazweni kuyiquality ukreate umsebenzi akuyahlekisa lokho kuyahlekisa so xa uhulumende ehlale sithi abantu bathatha umhlaba balime xa belima labana abantu umumba abawuvunayo bawuthengise ngathi usuza feed inkomo ngoba uthi owethu aso quality kutshoni khona lokho Ik job creation aicho iipi uda aibala kuti ba create umsebenzi ngokuthi babulala ama industry anto kumele ukuthi abantu basebenze ku ground ku industry yithi bafike isizwe isawudo silithenge esitolo njengakudala isawudo elithenge eJohannesburg isawudo yakwazi ukuthi lisindongana 10 kg empupisi nge weight yayo uyifake emoteni ufake ipetrol from Johannesburg to inkayi and then how much will it going to cost.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ngulube. Sesinobaba lapha singazi ukuthi ibizo lakhe mbani ejonga kodwa ke kuFacebook ubhale ukuthiwa nguChino Timba akhulume laye lapha.
Ye baba makadini
tiri kaphenyu makadini
tiri wapenyu munogona kuswededza kamera yenyu kure nemi zvishoma kuti tione chiso chenyu tiri kungoona ziso rimwe chete ndofunga izvi zvaita muri kupi?
Ndiri muno muzvangu muNamibia.
MuNamibia ndaona muchizunza musoro pane zviri kutaurwa nevamwe. Hamene muda kutaura nechirungu here kuti vamwe vese vanzwe vari pachirongwa chino kana kuti modi?
Yes, let me use English. I speak English and Shona. You know, one thing that is so painful is that we have political leaders who have tested power and whenever they make mistake, they stand to defend what is wrong. Surely, how can a man come in on this platform and utter such statements that they are creating jobs by allowing suffering people who are earning RTGS, which is less than $200, most of the civil servants, that we are creating employment and those people will benefit? How do you expect a person with $200 who is a civil servant to benefit, to buy a meaningful grocery? How? It's impossible. These guys, they need to zero down to the reality and say, surely Mr. Mangujga and Professor Ngube, they have failed to run the economy because whatever they are doing, look at how they are changing statutory instruments. Midnight, you go online, you see a new statutory instrument at 12 midnight, and you expect such person to be a professor who can resuscitate the economy with new ideas. And this gentleman, I don't know his name, who is saying they are creating employment. Surely, my grandmother, who is in the rural areas, has just $1 for the grinding mill machine. How do you expect such person to benefit? They are saying people who are in the diaspora will send food. But they are denying the same people the right to vote. What does that mean? You know, we have reached a stage whereby we are being led by people who have this political hegemony, who thinks that there is no one who should challenge their decisions. I appeal to ZANU-PF and its leadership to say they've done their part. Let them allow new people to come in. This thing of continuously rigging elections and expect the economy to go further than where they have rigged it to, it does not work. Look at the industries, local manufacturers, they've closed. And now they are trying to promote South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, and surrounding countries' market. If we are buying basic needs from South Africa, whose GDP is growing, who is benefiting in terms of the economy? Isn't it those neighboring countries? And at the same time, we are seeing that the government is refusing to adopt the US dollar. And now they are saying, go and buy outside. And this gentleman is coming here to say, no, the government is trying to help people. Helping with what? How can you get, you are earning RTGS, and that RTGS is very, it has no power.
Maybe one quick question. One quick question. You said your name and surname before I pose.
Yeah, no, you can call me Chino Timba. It's fine. I'm from Boera.
Okay. So, Mr. Chino Timba, what's the way forward? What's the way forward here? Just
the way forward is to make sure that they bring US dollar, because US dollar will stabilize the economy. Even those local manufacturers, local people who are producing basic commodities, they want the hard currency. They want strong currency to import machinery and other things. because RTG is very, very volatile. I think it's just useless. So there is no way they can continue to say, buy outside, buy wherever. Let them bring US dollar and then the economy will stabilize. There's no one who can go and import food that is used US dollar in circulation. Mr. Mthuli Ncube and Mr. Mangujika should come to their senses together with their bosses, Comrade Mnangagwa.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Maybe you've got a question to pose to him.
Yeah. Ndazwa vari kutaura zvimwe chete zvazvinyanyo taurwa nevamwe vakaita savana wangu Lube nava Bebe namuzvare Bebe nava Bekilizwe zvimwe chete zvavanga vachingotaura asi tichitarisawo nerimwe rutivi vachinotimba hazvibatsire here nguva diki iyo 6 months yapiwa grace period kuti maindustry ari munyika anga achikwanisawo kuunganidza zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichitora nguva zvichitengeswa zviri pamasherufu panguva iyoyo pamwe chetewo nekurerutsira vanenge vachikwanisa kuzviwana zviri kubva kunze izvo zvichiuya munyika zvakachipa nokuti tinoona kuti vemaindastry vari kuti dambudziko rinoita kuti vasanyanyogadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nderekuti mishina yavari kushandisa or let me put it in English, their machines, they are obsolete, they are old, and it's expensive to maintain them. And they cannot beat the production that is like happening in other countries where they have a modern machinery. And also, the six-month period may give these local producers time to stock up.
Vari kutenga raw materials from outside the country. Vari kutenga raw materials kunze kwenyika. Saka kuti vatenge vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira zvotengeswa mu local market. Vowana mari. Handiti maona ndo zvinoita economy. Kana uchi uine ngatiti uri kugadzira sipo. Wonziwa kugadzira sipo for 6 months usingatengese vashandi unovapei. Iye zvino mukatarisa magetsi, load shedding haichabatsire, haichataure nezvayo. Kungodzima anoya midnight. Vanhu ivavo maproduction means hapana. Hurumende haisisina zano yapererwa. Unoti munhu ngaagadzire zvinhu 6 months. Ko mari yacho inenge ichibhepi. Handiti vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira votengesa immediately kuti vawane mari. Zvino kana mukatini tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vagadzire vachiunganidza. Zvoreva here kuti vashandi havatambire? Zvoreva here kuti magetsi havachabhadhare mabills, mafixed cost havachabhadhara?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chinotimba. Let's bring in Mr. Dr. Mavaza for a few seconds that are remaining right now to hear his defense on what this gentleman is saying. Hey, Dr. Mavaza,
thank you. The problem with that guy who does not have a name and called himself Chinotimba is that you cannot start by attacking government over a problem which has been caused by the industrialists. Number two, it is naive of anybody to believe that there's no employment created by exporting food. The driver is employed. The guy who does the loading is employed. The guy who does the carrying is employed. The shopkeeper is employed. We must understand as soon, Mr. Ngulube, as soon as a business starts operating internationally, there are many additional advantages and factors which can have a huge impact on the success of the business, on the economy of the country, and on the variety of the food being brought in there. It is naive to believe that nothing will change by this. And let me tell you, the changes have been only made for 6 months. The reason why 6 months, it's simply because we want to come around the problem and have our own food and make our own food. We are not saying our food is bad. We are saying we've got quality coming. When we say quality is coming, we are saying the quality now can compete with our quality. And people can make a choice on two different qualities. It does not mean that ours is inferior in any way. It simply means it has got an equal right and equal partner who is competing with them on the market. So in short, this country is endowed with some specific resources which are not in another country. And those resources are made into food in a different way. So when we get those things together, we are not saying our country is less. We are simply saying...
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. You are remaining with only 1 second. Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Also, Mr. Isbekelizwe Bernard Ndlovu, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and we also had Mr. Chino Timba, who is in Namibia. So, thank you so much to everyone who joined the show today. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kandemiri, nishitimurari, zvakanaka vateereri.